The Gemara, the Mishnah at the beginning of our Masechet Sanhedrin, and the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis discuss how many dayonim are needed to Mekadosh the Chodesh. How many dayonim are required to declare what day is Rosh Chodesh is the new month? Because as we know, a Jewish month cannot be longer than either 29 or 30 days. And to determine when a new month begins, certainly Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, as our Gemara discusses, as the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah discusses quite extensively, it was determined by Edim coming and saying when they saw the new moon. Fundamental Machloikis Rishonim, the Bizman Hazeh, we know that the calendar is fixed. But the question is, why indeed don't we follow the procedure discussed at length in the Gemara by having Edim say that they saw a new moon? The opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, is that the only time we can mekadosh the Levana, that the new month that way, is only when there was the Beis Din HaGadol in session in Yerushalayim. But when there is no Sanhedrin, then we can't be mekadosh api Aria. And therefore, says the Rambam, there's Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, that teaches us at that time the way we mekadosh the new moon, the new month, is through making a calculation when the new month should be. Interestingly, the Rambam, however, does say that even though Bizman Hazeh, the way a new month, is determined is through the calculation, we still need a Beis Din of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, or people who have smicha that they received in Eretz Yisrael and are now living in Chutz Laretz, that they should declare the new month. However, says the Rambam, that if there'll become a time, as we now have, where we don't have smuchim, or Baruch Shem, not the case, but if there would be nobody in Eretz Yisrael, then we would have a problem. Says the Rambam, interestingly, because of this observation and concern, we can be certain, says the Rambam, that there will never be a time, we know that smicha doesn't unfortunately exist anymore, but says the Rambam, that's the proof that there will always be Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam disagrees and says that even when there is no Sanhedrin, as long as you have three Dayorim Smuchim, we can be Mekadosh the new month, and there is no Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that when there is no Sanhedrin, we do it al pi cheshbin. Moreover, he says that we don't need to have people in Eretz Yisrael to be mekadosh the new month. Rather, he says, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and there was a Sanhedrin sitting in the Lishkas HaGozos on the Har HaBayis, so then we will mekadosh the new month al pi riyah, because that is the mitzvah l'chatchila. The mitzvah l'chatchila is to mekadosh al pi riyah. And at that time, when there was Baruch Hashem and Sanhedrin, they had the exclusive right to be mekadosh the new moon, the new month, with no one else having that right. Even, continues the Ramban, when there is no longer a Sanhedrin, they continued being Mekadosh the new month through Edim with three Dayonim who had Smicha. That, he says, continued until the time of Reb Hillel HaNasi, the son of Reb Yehuda HaNasi, who saw that this entire issue, this entire situation of giving smicha was going to end. And now we have a problem. Since we see that we can be mekadosh the chodesh only through Bezdin Smuchim, what's going to happen now that we no longer have smicha? Therefore, what he did, what Hillel did was, he went and made a calculation of when the new moon, when will be Rosh Chodesh for ever, so to speak. And he, with the power vested in him, given that he was a Samuch, he had Smicha, his Bezdin had members who had Smicha, they, with their authority, when Mekadosh the months and the years until Mitzashem Mashiach comes b'mheira b'yameinu, until Mashiach comes b'mheira b'yameinu, and at that time we will revert back to the system that we had of being Mekadosh the new month apiria. Continues the Ramban, that as part of the procedure of being Mekadosh the new month, the people who stood there in Beis Din had to announce Mekadosh, Mekadosh. He says that wasn't part of the procedure. It was just to bring publicity to when this new month is beginning. Rather, as soon as Beis Din declared when Rosh Chodesh is, immediately it became Rosh Chodesh. As the Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra teaches us, the pasuk says, Asher Tikru Oisam, the new month is determined Asher Tikru Oisam, when the new month is declared by Beis Din. And the Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, teaches us, Ma'ayadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din, that isn't the mitzvah. And that, it just needs Beis Din declaring when the new month is. What's forcing the Ramban to say that, explains Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that according to the Rambam, when there's no Beis Din Smuchim, as long as there's a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, any three people, even if they don't have Smicha, could declare Rosh Chodesh. And that's what's actually happening, according to Rambam, every month, even Bezman Hazeh. However, the Ramban says that you always need a Beis Din Smuchim. But now we have an issue. If you always need to have a Beis Din of Smuchim, so what do? Bezman Hazeh, that we don't have a Beis Din of Smuchim. So as we said a moment ago, he says that we rely on Hillel, what he did as he saw this problem emerging. But Hillel can maybe make the cheshbon till Mashiach comes. But Hillel doesn't live every month to say Mekadosh, Mekadosh. From here we see that same Makud, that's why the Rambam had his, Ramban, says Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky, had to say that saying Makudish Makudish is not absolutely required. Because it was absolutely required, how could we ever have a Rosh Chodesh Bezman Hazeh?